Welcome to the Mosh Pits, your host Wes Everett. Tonight's interview, I've got Josh from IWE Pro Wrestling in Augusta, Georgia. We talk Flawless Victory coming up September 25th, 2021. I hope you enjoy it.
Now somebody hit my music!
Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Teen Rabbit, Lady Boy.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, welcome to the Mosh Pit. I'm your host, Wes Everett. We got Josh here with us from IWE Pro Wrestling out of Augusta, Georgia. Man, how you been?
Doing great. Busy time.
I know the feeling, bro. So you guys have a show coming up. We'll get right into this. You guys have a show coming up on the 25th of September?
Yep, next Saturday. Next Saturday at 7 o'clock. We're at 90 Millage Road at the American Legion. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Bell time is 7 o'clock. And tickets are $10 a piece. You can get them at the door on our website, iwetickets.com.
Nice. So what do the fans have in store for this event?
Well, we kind of have the culmination of one of the biggest feuds we have between Sean Legacy and Josh Magnum. We actually have a bar in the arena that we have. They have the wrestling show and there's a bar that's adjoined to it. So why not have a bar room brawl? So that's going to be the culmination of their feud and it's going to be interesting. That's all I can say. And then we have Hammerstone from MLW versus Joe Black, former Georgia Wrestler of the Year. And then we have David Ali versus Trisha Dore with Slim J as the special guest referee who made his appearance at our last show. And him and Mr. Ali been having a little spat on Facebook and Twitter. And then we have Carly Bravo versus AC Mac. Another overkill pretty much originated at one of our shows. So that's been pretty cool to watch them blow it up. And then we have a six-way scramble with Owen Knight, Hunter Young, Skrilla the Great, Ashton Starr, and Alexander Moss in a six-way scramble. And then we have the Ducks versus the Exotic Youth for the IWE Tag Team Champions and Championship. And then we have Miss 192-Day Reign herself, Dani Jordan, be defending her title against, it was originally Miss Kate, but stay tuned.
Oh, got something new coming up, huh?
Maybe, maybe not. The Overkill has challenged the authority of IWE, and let's just say we run the show.
There you go. There you go. Got to take control back.
That's right.
Gosh, so how long have you guys been doing the wrestling? And y'all are just majorities Augusta, right? Just
yeah, we're based out of Augusta. We actually are technically we've been doing it 3 years, but COVID wiped out a year, so we we had a year long pause, unfortunately, and now we're back in full swing. We started out small. And now we've grown every show. I mean, we did 287 at our last show. Hopefully won't tip to 300, but the way things are looking, who knows? I mean, I understand that people have concerns. We have the hand sanitizers all over the building. If you wear a mask, that's fine. We encourage social distancing, so it's a safe environment.
That's good.
And we do temperature check at the door as well.
That's good. Yeah. Can't be too safe, especially, you know, that kind of environment. Well, I mean, any kind of indoor environment.
Yeah, especially right now. And like I say, I know people are having concerns about going to smaller venues, especially a wrestling event. And, you know, we want to encourage everybody that's going to be a safe environment. We're doing everything we can possibly do to make it a safe environment.
Hi, this is Raven Winter, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit.
Yeah.
My Own Affliction, Enemy, Luscious, Alone We Are Not.
Hey baby, are you calling out tonight? I know a place that'll make you feel alright. It'll help you self-medicate from all the ringing in your head that won't go away. I see the way you're keeping to yourself. You hide your eyes like you're someone else. But with me you can come out to play. Don't be scared, let the darkness fade. Judges spectate, strip you from your dignity, you can't walk straight. Leave you shaking from the knobs in her sides. Wanna crawl in a hole, waiting for a high. I can set you free, baby, come with me. It'll light you up, ready to it'll make you feel all right.
There you go. You know, hey, hopefully everybody will kind of get back to it. Maybe the show will be really big.
That's the plans. I mean, like I say, you know, we did 287 at our last show, and I mean, to come from where we were having 70 to 80 people a couple of years ago to now starting to gradually make that climb to 300, it's been crazy. It's been crazy.
I can understand that. So what did you guys do during COVID? Did you guys put feuds on hold and pick them back up, or?
We pretty much hit the restart button. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty with travel. We really couldn't plan nothing until, because we had planned one show that we thought was going to be able to happen. And I think that was November and September when we was doing the comeback, but we got pushed back to November. So we pretty much had to do a fresh restart because nobody was going to remember something that happened a year ago. So we had to pretty much hit reboot.
I get that. So what are you looking forward to as far as, you know, upcoming shows? Are you guys planning like long-term feuds out a couple of months, or y'all just kind of keeping them short for now with everything the way it is?
Well, there's an extended plan. It's pretty much hope and pray. And yeah, I mean, it's just like everybody else. I mean, you know, card subject to change has never been more prevalent than it is now, just because of you never know 1 week what the travel requirement. If we're flying somebody in, you know, they could change the travel requirements and we have to adjust the schedule. But our big show, we have two big shows a year, and the November show is our biggest show of the year. We will have a WWE Hall of Famer there, making a special guest appearance. So that should be fun. And I'm pretty sure it's going to shock a lot of people when they see who it is. I'm really excited. I'm ready to announce it, but I have to wait.
Oh yeah. You can't spoil it too soon.
Oh no. But
that's awesome.
I mean, and really the biggest thing that I'm proud of with IWE is, you know, seeing the people that we booked go on to, you know, do an AEW Dark. Couple of people have made appearances on NXT. I mean, anything that we can do to help further careers, I'm all about it. It's not about us. It's about the whole industry and a whole. I wish people up north would think about that, but I think that's why AEW's had the success that they've had, because they're thinking about their talent in the long term and just not the short term. So, but yeah, I mean, when I see, you know, Danny Jordan, David Ali, all these people showing up on AEW Dark, knowing that's the talent that we have on our show every other month, it's kind of like a proud father moment. So. But yeah, I've been extremely, extremely happy with our talent being, showcased on the other shows.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got to catch a Danny Jordan match at the Masquerade before Fozzy back in 2018.
And that she was,
what was that?
I said, that sounds about right. I think it was 2018. Trying to do the timeline. I think we all deleted 2019 and 2020 from our brains, but yeah, it would probably be 2018 or early 2019. So
yeah, it was a killer match. We ran a little late, so hers was the only one. Well, I got to see hers and I think the main event, and it was really good. I was like, wow, I didn't know these guys were doing this here. And you know, just watching her blow up on AEW Dark and a couple of other ones. Dude, that's awesome. I love seeing these athletes let me try that again. I love seeing these athletes hone their craft and get into it and really start to push.
Yeah. That's one great thing about IWE is in the state of Georgia. I may be wrong. People can correct me. But there's only one women's championship in the state of Georgia, and that's at IWE. So I don't know anybody that can claim that. And we've had that was 2 years ago, we crowned our first IWE Women's Champion, which was Amber Nova. And I don't think anyone in the state of Georgia has a women's championship. So I'm very proud of that.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Dude, it sounds like you guys are booking. You're doing your thing. And, man, look, coming from a longtime wrestling fan, I love seeing it. I do. Because, you know, I grew up with the Attitude Era. You know, back when the two big ones were fighting all the time. Man, you just don't get those anymore. But I feel like going to these, I don't want to say smaller shows, but, you know, the locals, I feel like they still have that. You still have the passion. It's not about the money. It's not about all that. It's about actually honing your craft and doing it, bringing it for the fans.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I love about independent wrestling. And, you know, it's just not IWE. It's all over the state of Georgia and South Carolina. That's what I'm familiar with. And it's a fan-friendly environment. The fans can interact as long as everything is okay as far as, you know, I don't want to use any of the buzzwords to get the podcast in trouble. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, family friendly environment. People get to meet, actually interact with the people that's in the ring. Not like you don't get to just see them and they're gone. And yeah, they're going to be back in a couple of months. And yeah, you know, it's just, it's great. It's just a great environment. Everyone knows, I'm certainly not becoming a millionaire off of this, so I'm not doing it for the money, that's for sure. But it's been like I say, you know, just watching IWE grow, watch the talent that comes through IWE grow, that's what it's all about to me.
Yeah.
Last Demand, Demons Out. And Lest We Forget, God Complex.
So do you guys work with either Ring of Honor or any of those guys, or do y'all just kind of help them hone their craft and they just go and do?
Basically, hone their craft and then go do their thing. I have relationships with people within Ring of Honor, Impact. I haven't been able to crack the AEW ceiling yet, but I've had a lot. I've got contacts that you know they say, hey, this person's available when you're doing your show, or if they hear about a show, they'll send me an email or a text and say, hey, if you want this person, you know, feel free to come down. They're good to come down. So, and if we ever want any talent from Impact or Ring of Honor, there hasn't been any resistance from them. Even during what we're going through now, they've been completely okay with people working for us. So
that's cool. See, I always felt like that helped everybody when you could do stuff like that. You know, man, I'm going to go over here and work this one, and then I can bring that crowd from here over to this other place that I'm going to wrestle.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing about I love Ring of Honor. Obviously our champ is O'Shea Edwards, so I'm a big fan of Ring of Honor. But you know, it's just not on TV here. I mean, you have to search for it. It's not like all other places where it's a syndicated show where you have to look for Ring of Honor, and it's kind of hard. People know about it, but. And the crazy thing about our fans at IWE, I don't even know if they watch. I mean, they watch WWE and AEW, but they just know there's a wrestling show down the street and let's go. So that's what I love about our fans.
I mean, that's the best way to get them in, the word of mouth. And I mean, you guys are y'all on Broad Street?
It's actually off of Broad Street. It's it's probably a half a mile from downtown. It's real easy to find. Like I say, we're a half mile up from downtown, so it's really not a big, can't find the building. But you know, like I say, our venue has ample parking. We have security. We have a bar. So, and we have wrestling. So what else do you need?
I think that's the main food groups right there.
Right. Yeah. It's like I say, our crowd, we have a hot crowd. It's it takes them a couple of matches to get going, but once they get ready, it's a hot crowd and I love it.
Nice. But man, you know, if you need any intermission, any live music, I know this guy with a podcast.
I bet you do. hey, the invitation's always open. All you gotta do is let me know. We'll try anything once.
That's awesome, man. Dude, I tell you, that's one of the things that I used to really love, because that was, you know, I'm a music guy, so entrance music. I love it when they have, you know, I mean, take CM Punk. I'm a CM Punk guy. Shoot me.
Makes two of us. <know.
laughs> Hey, he's talented, and. I mean, he grabbed a song, and everybody knows that song. I mean, what more could you ask? You have a killer talent with a killer entrance theme. That's a win-win.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody was, when he debuted on Rampage that night, everybody was waiting for that first guitar riff. And once you didn't hear the song, you never heard, you couldn't hear the song. Nope. That was amazing. But once that guitar riff happened, for a wrestler and their music to intertwine like with that, I mean, mm-hmm. that's magic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's rock, that Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, when Cult of Personality popped, that place came unglued, and it was awesome. And that's the thing that stinks anymore about it, is you really don't get that moment anymore because of everybody knowing everything. So, I mean, even though everybody knew he was, thought they were going, that he was going to be there, nobody actually knew that he was going to be there. So,
right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool moment. Don't get those moments often anymore.
No, you don't. I mean, you can even look back at the Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart feud after Bret left and they were in Canada and Shawn actually played Bret's entrance music.
Absolutely. It was great. The
crowd was up and then nothing happened.
Nothing like good old heat anymore. It's still alive and well whenever you can get it. It's great.
What's up, everybody? This is Matthew Arrowood, the host of the one and only Brocast, and you are listening to The Mosh Pit. Get your pool.
All good things for the glory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.